Hi there. The word for today is on the pluses and minuses of role models. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, Paul says, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." Look, we all need good role models, but when you devote your life to being like somebody else, you risk becoming something God doesn't want you to be. Always remember that your heroes wrestle with their own blind spots and character flaws too. We're all cut from the same bolt of cloth. Paul writes, "I am the least of the apostles and do not deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God." And the same thing with Peter when Cornelius sent for him, we're told that he, quote, entered the house. Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up. "Stand up," he said, "for I am only a man myself." You know what? If you are successful in life and you're wise, you'll humbly adopt that same attitude. The danger in hero worship comes from forfeiting your individuality and missing the path God has mapped out for you personally. Some lessons God teaches us may be familiar, but another person's purpose, gifting, journey, and time frame will be different from yours. For example, a friend starts a business and makes lots of money, but when you quit your job and follow in his footsteps, you go broke. Or a coworker wears something that looks great on her, but when you try the same outfit, it looks like a sack tied in the middle. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 4, verse 24, that God is jealous concerning you. Why? Because he wants to protect you from anything that would rob you of your uniqueness or threaten your unique relationship with him. Bottom line, if you want to be on safe ground, make Jesus your role model. If you do, you'll win every time. And that's the word for you today.